They are 从上到下。
But the direction is from
top. 不是人寻找神。
It is not that we seek after God.
神寻找人。
It is for God to find us.
我的人奋斗上天。
It is not that we will strive to reach heaven.
是天降下到世界做人的基督来再解决我们的问题。
But Christ that came from heaven that will solve the problem.
那他怎样表达这个观念呢？
How did he express this concept?
写了一首诗歌。
He wrote a hymn.
这首诗歌是圣诞诗歌。
This is a Christmas hymn.
这个诗歌我们大家都明白。
This hymn is familiar.
这个诗歌只有用音阶的。
It only uses one octave.
什么叫做音阶呢？
What is octave?
从哆到哆叫做音阶。
From one哆to哆。
哦，哆哆哆哆哆哆，一个音阶。哦，哆哆哆哆哆哆，另外一个叫。另外一个音阶，所以一个音阶一共头尾有八个音。
Every octave has eight notes.
里面再加个五个小的音。
And five minor notes.
就像孔子的2600年以前讲的一句话叫“五音七律”。
It's very similar to what Confucius described.
当当叮当当，当当叮当当，叮叮当叮当叮，叮叮叮叮咚叮咚。啊，这个就是五个音。什么叫做七律呢？七律就哆滴嘞滴滴哒滴哆滴哒哒滴哆，所以七加五变成十二，就是巴哈的十二平均律 （Well tempered clavier compositions） 就这个意思。你忘记翻译了，是五音加七律。
The Chinese concept is five major notes and seven different rhythms.
叫十二音阶
，12 notes altogether.
这个原来呢，在中国的音乐2600年以前就有了。
It exists 2,600 years ago.
后来呢，这个最重要的乐器跟一个诸侯一同埋葬以后，中国的音乐就退后2600年。
And the musical instrument was buried together with one of the officials.
到了二十世纪快要结束的时候
，But towards the end of the 20th century,
挖出了这一套的钟。
The archaeologists found it.
我们才明白，孔子那个时候就有这种十二音律的音阶。
And then we discovered that the music was very advanced back then.
今天我不讲音乐了哈，
I'm not talking about
it. 我回到这个主题来。
Let's return to the theme.
Handel 是很伟大。
Handel was a great musician.
因为他做了一首圣诞诗。
He wrote a Christmas hymn.
就在一个音阶里面完成的，不多不少。
Using only one octave.
就一个音阶对不对？
One octave.
如果下面上去，下面上面下来，那么 Handel 怎么做？你看吧，你注意听啊，是不是一个音阶？有没有再上去啊？刚刚好对不对？现在我来跟你分析整个神学思想跟这一首诗歌怎么结合起来。
There is a whole theological thought linked with this hymn.
什么意思呢？
The first stanza.
不是从下到上。
It tells you it's not from below to above.
是从上到下。
But from above to below.
人不能到神那里。
We cannot reach God.
人只能下，只能堕落。
We can only fall further.
所以神的恩典降到人间。
And so the grace of God came by.
Handel 不是，不是，他是写，单单这一句就超过柏拉图，超过孔子。
Just this phrase alone is greater than Plato or Confucius.
第二句呢？刺激我们向上，再向上，因为基督降下来，人才能上去，你懂不懂
？Because Christ came, then the second stanza have us going up.
多么活泼，多么愿意住在人的中间。
There was a willingness to live among men.
因无论上层，无论下层，都在长进。
And both are growing, whether it's up or down.
我们能上去。
We can go up.
因为他先下来。
Because he first came down.
这就是圣诞节的意义了。
This is the meaning of Christmas. Thanks be to God.
天人合一可能不可能
？Is it possible for heaven and man to be one? Yes.
是从哪里做出发点
？Starting from where?
是不是人到上帝那里去
？Is it for us to go to God?
不是。
No.
是不是上帝到人这里来
？Is it God coming to us? Yes.
这就是道成肉身。
This is what it means by God becoming flesh.
耶稣降生的时候
，When Jesus Christ was born.
天使唱诗有两句话。
There is two phrases from the angel.
在天上
，in heaven，
在地上
，on the earth，
在神那里
，in where God is，
在人这里
，and where men is，
在至高之处
，at the highest，
在降卑的地方
，and where it is low，
至高之处荣耀归上帝
，glory be to God in highest，
在地上平安归给他所喜悦的
，and peace on earth to those who be
pleased。这些观念贯穿在全本圣经的中间。
All these concepts are in the Bible.
天使的预言跟天使的赞美中间完全表现出来。
And expressed in the praises and the glorification of the angels.
有谁可以带来天人的合一
？Who will bring this harmony between heaven and man?
有谁可以在地上代表天上
？Who can represent heaven on earth?
有谁可以把人带到最高的地方
？Who can bring men to the highest point?
有谁把永远归给最高的天父？
Who can give glory to the highest Father?
有谁把天上平安带到世界上来
？Who can bring heavenly peace to the world?
只有一个人
，Only one person，
耶稣基督
，Jesus Christ，
他是道成肉身的主。
He is the Lord that came in the flesh.
他是神降生在人的中间。
He is God who was born among us.
创造者进到受造界里。
He was the creator entering into the created world.
无限者进到有限的空间。
He is the infinite one entering into the finite world.
看见了上帝在看见的人的范围里面显现出来。
He is the invisible God being displayed to us.
你告诉你们看见我。
So he said, when you see me,
就是看见上帝。
You are seeing God.
我们感谢主。
We give thanks to God.
我们赞美主。
We praise him.
因为神这么大的恩典。
Because of his great grace.
耶稣从天上到地上来。
Enable Jesus to come from heaven.
所以人的宗教、人的行为、人的文化、人的哲学所不能达到的。
These are things that our work, our faith, our religion cannot reach.
基督里完全表现出来。
But it is all seen in Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣说：“我从父出来到了世界。”
Jesus said, "I came from the Father into the world."
我又离开世界。回到父那里去。
And I will leave the world and return to the Father.
这个双线的交通。
There is this dual direction.
跟随着宗教的单线的方向是不一样的。
Very different from all the single direction of all faith.
宗教的教主跟我们一样是一个罪人。
All religious leaders are sinners like us.
他们走人生的道路走到一半，发现人有罪，怎么办呢？
They discovered the problem of sin in the midst of their life.
所以他们就修身养性。
And so they try to live a good life.
他们的将功补过。
They try to do good works.
他们尽量行善。
They try to do things to cover the sin.
他们盼望蒙上帝呢。
They hope that God will be pleased with them.
所以人做出发点，盼望向神那里走去，向上之路，这是宗教的动机。
This is the way religion works, starting from a human being trying to reach God.
这是一线的单方向的单线的交通。
It is a singular direction, a one-way street.
耶稣基督说不是你。
But Jesus Christ said,
我是从父出来。
I came from the Father.
我从那里到这里来。
I came from there to here.
我能把你带回到那里。
So I can bring you back up there.
今天晚上。
This evening.
我们的题目，基督为什么到世界上？
Our theme is why did Jesus Christ come?
这个题目有很多神学家。
There are many theologians
曾经做过伟大的文章
，who have written great works
来解释这个题目隐藏的意义是什么。
To try to explain the meaning of this phrase.
奥古斯丁讲过这个事情。
The church father Augustine said.
安瑟伦讲过这个事情。
Anselm also.
这个马丁路德讲过这个事情。
Martin Luther wrote about this.
加尔文讲过这个问题。
John Calvin wrote about this.
许多的牧师在圣诞节都告诉你圣诞节意义是什么是什么。
Many pastors will try to explain the meaning of Christmas.
包括这几天你们在教会里面听了很多圣诞的道。
You've heard it in your own church.
今天我要告诉你的。
But this evening I will tell you.
不是人的解释。
It's not an explanation for men.
不是神学家的解释。
Or theologian.
不是借用传道人的权威。
Or from some preachers.
我们直接来到耶稣的面前。
We come directly before Jesus Christ.
主啊，你为什么到世界上
？We ask Jesus, why do you come?
让他自己回答。
Let him answer.
你所得到的是真正、真真真真的第一手的资料。
Then you have the first-hand information.
耶稣自己说。
Jesus Christ himself said.
主啊，你为什么到世界上
？Why do you come, O Lord?
耶稣为这个题目。
For this theme,
最少讲过七次很大的宣告。
Jesus Christ made seven important declarations.
还有另外两次其他的宣告。
And two other declarations.
但我今天不讲这么多，我就跟大家提四个吧。
But let me just highlight four.
耶稣说：“我为什么到世界上来
？”When asked why I come,
一个最大的宣告。
The first declaration.
路加福音十九章第十节所讲的。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 19 verse 10.
人之来。我要寻找拯救世上的人。
Jesus Christ said, "The Son of Man come to seek and save the lost."
是一个大宣告。
This is the first declaration.
第二个大的宣告是《路加福音》五章三十二节。
The second one is Gospel of Luke chapter 5 verse 32.
耶稣说：“人子来，不是招义人，乃是招罪人悔改。”
Jesus Christ said, "The Son of Man come not for the righteous, but for the sinners to repent."
第三个宣告。
The third declaration.
耶稣基督在马太福音第二十章二十八节讲的。
Matthew 20 verse 28.
人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
The Son of Man come not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a repatriation.
第四个伟大的宣告。
The fourth great declaration.
耶稣基督在约翰福音第十章第十节讲说。
John chapter 10 verse 10.
我来了是要叫人得生命，而且得了更丰盛的生命。
I come that they may have life and have it abundantly.
单单为了这四个宣告。
Just four declarations.
如果我们有足够的时间，我可以开四天的布道大会。
If I have enough time, I can speak on it for four days.
这四个宣告好好的分析，把它讲清楚。
To analyze these four declarations.
今天我们没有这么多的时间。
But of course, we do not have time.
我只把重点告诉你。
But let me tell you the important points.
耶稣这四个宣告。
These four declarations
are quite 相同点。
As a commonality,
就是跟上帝拯救人计划有关的。
It is related to the salvation plan of God.
第二
，Secondly,
这四个宣告有第二个相同点。
The second common point,
就是对人性真正的了解是超过人对自己的了解。
There is an understanding that is far beyond human understanding of itself.
第三个特点
，The third special point,
这四个宣告
，The fourth declaration,
都是牺牲自己解决人的问题。不是解决他的问题。
Our self-sacrificing methods to solve the problems of others.
我再把这四个宣告温习一次好。
And let me go through the four again.
一个宣告是在路加福音第十九章第十节。
The first one, Gospel of Luke chapter 19, verse 10.
人之来是要寻找拯救世上的人。
The Son of Man comes to find and save the lost.
第二个宣告。
The second declaration.
路加福音第五章第三十二节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 5 verse 32.
耶稣的人子来不是招义人，乃是招罪人，叫他们悔改。
The Son of Man comes not to call the righteous but the sinners that they may repent.
第三个宣告。
The third declaration.
记在马太福音二十章第二十八节。
Matthew chapter 20 verse 28.
耶稣基督说：“我来了，不是要受人的服侍。”乃是要服侍人，而且舍命做多人的赎价。
Jesus Christ said, "The Son of Man come not to be served, but to serve others, and to give His life as a reparation for many."
第四个大宣告。
The fourth declaration.
耶稣在约翰福音第十章第十节讲的。
John chapter 10 verse 10.
我来了是要叫人得生命。
I come that they may have life.
而且得的更丰盛。
And have it abundantly.
其实福音派的人对基督的了解。
The evangelical, when they understand Jesus Christ,
今天新派人对基督的了解
or the liberals, when
they understand Jesus Christ, 都是非常片面的
are very biased.
让我们今天从耶稣自己的话来了解主对我们启示了什么真理。
From the words of Jesus Christ itself, let us understand the truth.
第一个宣告，第二个宣告。
The first declaration and the second one.
第三个宣告，第四个宣告。
The third one and the fourth one.
都讲出了我们自己对自己不了解的地方。
They all point out the fact that we do not understand ourselves.
主对我们认识。
The understanding of us by
our Lord. 超过我们自己对我们自己的认识。
He knows us more than we know ourselves.
因为我们在自己的主观的约束之下，在我们被造的限制之中，在我们罪的玷污里面，我们没有办法认识自己。
We are not able to understand ourselves because we have been stained by sin and because we are very subjective.
所以我们需要从主的话来认识自己，更客观的，更真实的。更照着神的心意来了解自己。
And so from the words of Jesus Christ, we need to have a more objective understanding of ourselves.
在这个四个宣告里面
，In these four declarations,
基督告诉我们
，Jesus Christ said,
人啊，你已经失落了。
Human beings, you have been lost.
但你还不知道。
But you do not know this.
第二个
，The second declaration,
人啊，你已经没有悟性。
Man, you do not have understanding anymore.
三个，你不知道。
But you are ignorant of it.
第三个告诉你。
The third declaration.
人呐、啊，你已经失去价值了。
Man, you have lost your value.
但你不知道。
But you do not know this.
第四告诉你。
The fourth declaration.
人呐、啊，你没有属灵永远的活的生命，你是死在罪恶中间。
That you have been dead in the sin because you do not have the true spiritual
life. 这四个宣告隐藏的四个讽刺。
There are four sarcasm in these four declarations.
都是今天人类的堕落真正的写照。
This is a true reflection of our decadence.
耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ said,
人是世上的。
That we have been lost.
我来做什么
？So I come.
找你们这些世上的。
To find the lost.
我来拯救你们这些世上的。
And to save them.
一个人类最大的问题是没有方向的问题。
The biggest problem of humanity is the loss of direction.
因为我们失去了方向。
Because we have lost the
direction. 所以我们每天吃饭、赚钱、生活、睡觉、发财，到最后就进到棺材湾。
In the end, we will have prosperity all our life, and then we just die.
新加坡是亚洲最富裕的国家。
Singapore is one of the richest countries in Asia.
新加坡的国民收入是最多的。
We have the highest GDP.
新加坡的人有人生真正的方向有多少
？But how many people in Singapore knows the true direction of life?
你赚更多钱的时候办更大的房子。
You may buy the bigger house when you make more money.
更多钱的办更好的家私。
Or maybe better furniture.
你在更多钱跑更多的地方去旅行。
Or travel further.
所以你们用完了钱以后。
But when you have no money,
人生是什么
？What is life then?
你不知道。
You do not know.
是我们的生活越来越丰富的时候，我们心灵越来越贫穷。
The richer we are, the poorer we are in spirit.
人是失去方向。
We have lost our direction.
人类的文化
，our culture.
人类的社会
，our society.
人类的经济
，our economy.
整个的精神
，our entire spirit.
最大的缺乏就是没有方向的文明。
As the greatest lacking in the direction.
因为我们没有方向。
Because we have no direction.
一天过一天，我们不知道做什么。
So every day just pass by like that.
我们生活像一部机器一样。
We live like a robot.
我们人生不知道走到哪里去。
We do not know where we will go.
从个人，你不知道你的方向。
Individually, we do not know where to go.
领袖也不知道民族的方向。
But our leaders do not know where to go.
毛泽东到死的那一天，他不知道要把中国带到哪里去。
On the day of his death, Mao Zedong did not know where to lead China.
Sukarno 在死的时候
，Sukarno when he died,
他不知道要把印尼带到哪里去。
He doesn't know where to lead Indonesia to us.
Lenin 到死的那一天
，Lenin on the day he died,
他不知道苏联以后会变成什么。
He doesn't know what will happen to Russia.
所以毛泽东死的时候，不再看得出谁是仇敌，谁是朋友。
So Mao Zedong when he died cannot tell the difference between enemies.
毛泽东死的时候，不是怕中国穷，是怕他自己位置掉了。
He was afraid that his position will not be set.
在这样的状况中，他还能为整个中华民族带来一个新的方向。
And so he cannot possibly bring a new direction for China.
当苏格拉没有死以前，他不是看印尼独立的印章怎么样。
Before Sukarno died, he was not worried about Indonesia's independence.
他是想一个问题：我怎样可以做个终身总统，不必下台
？He was thinking of how to become the president for life.
当列宁死的那天讲什么话，你知道吗
？The day Lenin died,
他叫所有他最亲近的同志围绕在他病床的旁边。
He called all his co-workers to be beside him.
然后他很低沉的讲几句话，才离开世界。
And then he said his last words.
现在我要把他讲的话告诉你。
I will tell you what he said.
Lenin 说
，Lenin said,
亲爱的同志
，My dear friends,
为了巩固我们共产党的政权
，In order to consolidate this authority of the communists,
我不得不要消除异己
，I must get rid of the descendants.
我要肃清党里面的敌人
，I must get rid of all the enemies in the party.
我要把与我的意见不相同都要杀害。
I must kill all who have different opinions.
我以为这样我们就解决了问题。
And I thought that this would solve our problem.
想不到。
However,
我发现更严重的问题在我们党的里面。
I discovered that our party have even worse problems.
就是仇恨的种子。
The seed of hatred.
已经变成一个毒根蔓延在我们党的内部。
Has now taken root in our party.
那怎么办
？So what would we do?
那就是1924年。
1924
离开苏联十月大革命刚刚七年的时间
7 years before the revolution
他已经发现副作用比正作用更大
He has discovered a lot of negative progression
他已经揪到危机重重前途黑暗
And he understood that there is great dangers ahead
所以最后没有死以前他讲这样的话
And so before he died he said
除非以后我们苏联
Unless Russia in the future
会再产生50个圣人出来
and produce 50 saints.
用他伟大的人格来整顿我们的道德。
And change our character from their greatness.
我看不出苏维埃有什么前途。
And Lenin said, I cannot see what future we have.
他就死了。
And then he died.
他死了以后。
After he died.
65年。
65 years.
Gorbachev 的时代，苏联解体。
The Soviet Union disappeared in the era of Gorbachev.
仇恨的苦斗永远没有停止。
All this battle of hatred will not end.
这些政治家。
All these politicians.
用恨。
Establish everything.
用权。
With hatred and power.
用
气。Getting rid of people.
用杀。
Killing.
建立他们的帝国。
To establish the empire.
只有耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ.
爱。
Who came with love.
用和平。
With peace.
用牺牲。
Sacrifice.
用为仇敌代祷。
To pray for the enemies.
来把神的平安赐下。
To bring the peace of God to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹。Dear brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督讲的没有错。
The things Jesus Christ said is right.
人是来。
The Son of Man
came. 为了寻找拯救世上的人。
To find and save the lost.
每一次我读这一节圣经，我总从后面读到前面，我不从前面读到后面。
Every time I read this, I read it from behind.
我怎么读它呢
？How would I read it?
人，人是世上的人。
That we are lost.
人需要拯救。
We need to be saved.
人需要寻找。
We need to be found.
把我们从世上的地位找回来。
We need to be found from being lost.
把我们从堕落的地位拯救起来。
From being fallen.
谁能找我们
？Who will find us?
谁能拯救我们
？Who can save us?
不是毛泽东。
Not Mao Zedong.
不是苏格拉底。
Not Socrates.
不是孔子。
Not Confucius.
耶稣基督。
It's Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说。
Jesus Christ said.
人是来。
Son of mankind.
寻找拯救世上的。
To find and save the lost.
这是第一个宣告。
This is the first declaration.
第二个宣告。
The second one.
耶稣基督说。
Jesus Christ
said. 我来不是招义人，乃是招罪人，使他们悔改。
I come not to seek the righteous, but the sinners.
这句照样隐藏着很大的启发。
There is a great revelation here.
照样隐藏着很大很大的讽刺。
But there's a castle.
人是没有悟性的。
That we have no knowledge.
We lost consciousness.
We have lost our consciousness.
We are not lost only in direction.
不单是方向丧失。
We lost our consciousness.
我们的悟性也丧失。
We do not realize spiritually how dangerous our spiritual status are.
我们不知道我们灵里的危机大到哪个地步。
所以我们没有觉悟。
So we are not realizing
this. 最可怕的事情。
The most frightening thing
就是在可怕中间而不知可怕的那种可怕。
It's when you are in the midst of danger, but you still do not know it.
最危险的时刻。
The most dangerous moment
就是在危险中而不知自己危险的那种危险。
It's the moment when you're in danger and you're still ignorant of it.
疾病也是如此。
It's the same for diseases.
在最可怕的病中间没有发现自己有病的那种病。
The diseases that are not visible when you are sick.
不可救药。
And then in the end, you could not be saved.
他没有学问，又没有发现自己没有学问，以为自己差不多有学问。
Many people think that they know a lot, but actually they know nothing.
这是人不可救药的地方。
This is where we cannot be saved.
骄傲的人不感到自己骄傲。
An arrogant person will not think of himself as arrogant.
肮脏的人不感到自己肮脏。
A sinner will not think of himself as
sinful. 走错路的人不感到自己错。
A lost person will not realize his loss.
没有追求的人满足自己。
Those who do not strive will be satisfied.
有病的人看别人比他更病。
Those who are sick will look at other people and think they are more sick.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
老子说：“君子病病，所以不病。”
老子 said that a gentleman always thinks that he's sick, that's why he's not sick.
如果一个人真正了解他的困难
，If a person truly understands his problem,
他就可以从困难解决出来。
He will be able to escape.
耶稣基督说：“你们感到很好吗
？”Jesus Christ said, "Do you think you are fine?"
你感到你是义人吗
？Do you think you're righteous?
那我告诉你，我对你是没有份。
Jesus Christ said, "I did not come for you."
把恩典赐给你。
I will not give you my grace.
如果你感到自己是有罪的人
，But if you think that you are sinner,
那你有盼望。
Then you have a hope.
我来就不是找好人，是来找你这个有罪的人。
I come to look for you, this sinner.
如果一个人到医生那里
，If a person go to the doctor,
早八早五点钟去叩门。
Five in the morning, you knock at the door.
医生，医生，开门，开门。
Doctor, open the door.
这医生睡到一半，给他叫醒了。
The doctor would be awakened.
但是做医生的人是有心要帮助病人，所以他就勉强起来了。
But the doctor needs to help others.
开门了以后呢
？After you open the door.
请问你有什么事要帮忙
？What is your problem?
没有事。
You say, well, nothing.
你有病吗
？Are you sick?
我完全没有病。
No, I'm not.
那你怎么这么早来叩门呢
？Then why do you knock the door?
因为我很想看看你鼻子高不高。
Because I want to look at your nose.
你有什么病要我帮？
Do you have a problem?
这医生马上知道他神经病。
The doctor will know that he's crazy.
他不 是没有病，比别的病更重的神经病。
It's not that he doesn't have a problem, he's crazy.
耶稣说呢
？Jesus Christ said,
没有病的人
，those who are sick，
用不着医生
，do not need the doctor。
有病的人
，but those who are sick，
用得着医生
，needs the doctor。
耶稣说：“我来到这个世界。
”Jesus Christ said, "I come."
我不是来拯救好人。
Not to save the good，
我是来拯救有罪的。
But to save those who are sinful。
那么，请问到底世界上有没有真正的好人
？But is there really good people in the world？
不要笑，请你安静。哎，你看我不要笑，安静啊，注意听。保罗说
，The Apostle Paul says，
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God。
从保罗的观念来看
，From the concept of Paul，
全世界的人类只有一种。
There is only one sort of human being，
就是罪人。
That is the sinner。
但耶稣说有两种。
But Jesus Christ said there are two types，
义人
，the righteous，
有罪人
，and the sinner。
所以呢，保罗说一种，耶稣说两种，哪一个对呀、啊、
？So who was right？
如果保罗对的话
，If Paul was right，
可能耶稣错了。
Maybe Jesus was wrong。
如果耶稣对的话
，If Jesus was right，
可能保罗错了。
Maybe Paul was wrong。
根据你看，大概哪一个对的？我现在问他，他不敢回答，因为他两个都爱。
不是因为
一个很难打的，
不是因为我是翻译嘛、啊、
他不要打，只要翻译罢了。好，我现在问你，保罗到底对不对啊？
So who was right?
保罗说全世界人都犯罪。
Paul says the whole world has sinned，
所以表示人类只有一种。
It means there's only one type。
耶稣故意说
But Jesus Christ
有义人
There's righteous
有罪人
The sinners
我来不救义人，我救罪人。
I come not for the righteous but the sinners。
所以到底耶稣是不是人类有两种？
Does that not mean that there are two types？
我不需要把耶稣跟保罗把它硬硬的冲突起来。
We do not need to block the two together。
我们要明白耶稣的话有讽刺性的启发在。
We need to understand that Jesus was being sarcastic。
耶稣说
Jesus said
全世界人都是罪人。
All that sin。
但是罪人中间有两种。
But there are two types of sinners。
一种有罪而知其有罪，另外是有罪而不觉悟自己有罪的人。
The first type knows that he's a sinner. The second type is ignorant of it.
耶稣说
，So Jesus Christ，
那些自以为义的人，我来不是为他们。
I come not for the self-righteous.
耶稣说，那自以为义的人，我的救恩不分给他们。
He said that his grace is not for the self-righteous.
耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ said，
有两个人到圣殿去。
There are two persons that went to the temple.
一个是法利赛人
，One was a Pharisee.
一个是税吏。
One was a tax collector.
给人家骂到臭头的税。
Tax collector that everyone hated.
另外一个给人家尊重的不了宗教领袖。
The other one was a religious leader.
法利赛人走路法利赛态。
The Pharisee walked in a certain
style. 法利赛人穿了一副法利赛衣。
They have their own clothing.
法利赛人讲我法利赛音。
The Pharisee spoke in a certain manner.
法利赛祷告，法利赛调。
They pray in a certain manner.
所以这个法利赛人到圣殿的时候
，When this religious leader went to the temple，
站就站在高的地方。
He stood at the highest point。
为什么祷告一定要站在高的地方
？Why would he stand on the highest point？
祷告可以不可以躲在房间里面关着电灯暗暗祷告呢
？Can you pray in your darkness？
可以，不过人家看不见就是。
But others cannot see。
为什么站在高的地方
？Why did he stand on the highest point？
人人都知道我多么伟大。
That everyone would know his greatness。
我多么爱主。
That he loves God。
教会里面重要的人。
Important church leader。
站在高的地方祷告。
He will pray at the highest point.
找到了适当的地方。
He found the right place.
祷告的声音到处可以听到。
That everyone can hear him.
站的地点到处可以看到。
That everyone can see him.
他就开始祷告了。
And he started praying.
他怎么祷告呢？上帝啊
！The old God.
有法利赛音嘛？我感谢你。
I give you thanks.
为什么感谢你
？Why？
因为我与别人不一样。
Because I'm different from others.
你看奇怪不奇怪
？It's very strange.
杨长老，谢谢你。
Thank you, Elder Yong.
因为你为我常常祷告。
Because you always pray for me.
这个谢谢是有理由的。
There is a reason for this thank you. Elder Yong, I thank you.
因为你帮助我很多。
Because you helped me a lot.
这个谢谢是合理的。
It is natural.
但是
，However，
如果我一天
，If one day，
我说杨长老
，I say Elder Yong，
我谢谢你
，I thank you，
因为我跟别人不一样。
Because I'm different from others.
你感到怎么样吗
？What will you think？
你感恩吗？
You say you
give thanks. 感谢主吗
？You thanks to God.
感恩礼拜吗
？Thanksgiving.
买新房子。
Buy a new house. I give a Thanksgiving.
孩子大学毕业。
When my children graduate.
感恩礼拜。
Good Thanksgiving service.
困难的事情过了。
When difficulties pass.
感恩礼拜。
We have Thanksgiving service. Seems right.
做感恩礼拜是没有错的。
Thanksgiving service is right.
问题你感恩礼拜是叫上帝的恩得到尊重。
The question is, do you honor the grace of God in your service?
叫人看见你的房子特别大，你就可以骄傲一番。
Or are you trying to boast about how large your house is?
许多人的感恩礼拜。
Many Thanksgiving service.
醉翁之意不在己有，感恩之心是在荣耀自己，不在荣耀上帝。
Has hidden the gender that God is not glorified.
上帝，我感谢你。
Oh God, I give you thanks.
因为我不像别人。
Because I'm not.
我每个礼拜进食两次。
Every week I fast.
我奉献十分之一。
I give a tenth of
it. 我不勒索。
I do not.
我不犯奸淫。
I do not.
我比别人更好。
I'm better than others.
我也不像这个税吏。
I'm not like this tax collector.
我从小看这个祷告，我想这个不是祷告，这是控告。
I always thought that this is not a prayer by accusation.
这不是祷告，这是宣告。
This is like a declaration.
他宣告他奉献多少钱。
He declared how much he has given.
宣告他进食两次。
Declare his fasting.
控告税吏比他不好。
And accuse the tax collector.
他诬告别人犯奸淫。
And accuse others of adultery.
他的祷告充满其他的动机。
His prayer has many other motives.
上帝啊，念上帝的名字。
He called God once.
我不像别人，我奉献，我尽职，我比别人更好。一次生，四次急。
But he talked about himself four times.
耶稣看见他站在那么高的地方祷告。
When Jesus Christ saw him doing this,
耶稣摇摇头。
He shook his head.
对他评论一句话。
And gave him a critique.
这个人是自言自语。
He said that this person is speaking to himself.
祷告哪里是自言自语？
How can prayer be speaking to yourself?
祷告是我讲给上帝听。
I speak God hears.
自言自语是我讲给自己听。
But if I speak to myself, I'm the only audience.
所以耶稣是这个法利赛人自言自语。
But Jesus Christ said this Pharisee is talking to himself.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
神没有听他的祷告。
It means God did not hear the prayer.
世界上最可怜的人。
The most pathetic person.
对神讲话，神不听。
Would be a person who is not heard by God.
最可怜的。
The most sad person.
奉献给神，神不用。
Would give offering to God and God would not use it.
世界上最可怜的人。
The most sad person.
替上帝讲道，圣灵不做工。
Would preach for God, but the Holy Spirit would not work.
世界上最可怜的人。
The most sad person.
称呼主啊主啊，主说我从来不认识你。
Would call Lord, Lord, and he would say, I never knew you.
你是这样的人。
Are you a person like this?
如果你以为你够好。
If you think that you're good enough,
因为你是义人,
if you think you're a righteous one,
耶稣说,
Jesus Christ said,
你走吧,
you can go.
我不来救你,
I am not coming to save you.
我不来叫你悔改,
I'm not asking you to
repent. 我来救你, 是不分给这种人。
Salvation is not given to such person.
耶稣是第二个人来了,
Jesus Christ said the second person came.
大家都知道的罪人,
a great sinner that everyone knows.
是犹太人最讨厌的税吏,
a tax collector that the Jews hated.
他不是一生一世要这样犯罪。
But it is not that he was willing to do this.
他到上帝的面前。
He came to God.
远远站着。
He stood far away.
不敢抬头。
He dare not look up.
他捶着胸。
And he beat his chest.
他只讲两句话。
He only said two things.
上帝啊。
Oh God.
求你可怜我这个罪人。
Have mercy on me, a sinner.
他讲神一次。
He said God once.
他讲我一次。
And referred to himself once.
一讲神的时候，知道他是恩典的源头。
When he said God, he knew that he's the source of grace.
一讲急的时候，知道他是得罪上帝。
But when he referred to himself, he knew he was a sinner.
求上帝开恩，可怜我这个罪人。
Have mercy on me, a sinner.
耶稣说。
Jesus Christ said.
这个人回去的时候已经被称为义。
This person has been made righteous when he goes back. Thanks be to God.
第二个大的宣告。
This is the second declaration.
人子来不是招义人。
The Son of Man came not for the righteous.
招罪人悔改。
But for the sinners that they may repent.
第三个宣告。
The third declaration.
耶稣基督我来不是受人的服侍。
Jesus Christ said, I came not to be served.
乃是来服侍人。
But to serve others.
或者来舍命。
And to give my life
来救赎许多的人
to save many.
他没有说救赎所有的人
He didn't say save all
就是许多的人
But many
那些人呢
Who are these people?
神是拣选
People whom God has elected
万古以前所预定
Before the foundation of time
真正受圣灵感动
Those who are truly moved by the Holy Spirit
救自己的罪人
Who understand that they are sinners
来到神面前求上帝怜悯的人
Who call for mercy from God
都可以得到上帝的救赎
These will be saved by God.
第一个宣告
The first declaration
人是失去方向的
That we have been lost.
第二个宣告
The second declaration
人是失去悟性的
That we are ignorant of our sins.
第三个宣告
The third one
人是失去价值的
That we have lost our value.
现在的朋友请问你知道不知道你的价值多少
Do you know your self-worth?
你知道不知道 你的价值多大。
Do you know how much you are worth?
耶稣说
Jesus Christ
能够得到全世界失去他的灵魂有什么价值呢？
If a man to earn the whole world but lose his soul, what value is that?
人还能拿什么来换回他的灵魂呢？
What can we use in exchange for our soul?
亲爱的朋友
Dear friends
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
你的灵魂
Your soul
价值大到一个地步
Is so precious
全世界不能与他相比
That the entire world cannot be compared
你的灵魂
Your soul
我的灵魂
My soul
价值宝贵到一个地步
Is so precious
连上帝的儿子都要到从天上到地上来为你为我流血要把我们埋葬
That the Son of God should come to bleed for you and I to buy us
失去价值的问题
Is this what happens when we lose our value?
今天我们的钱给人家借去，我们就记得很清楚。
We record down the money that people borrow from us.
今天物质上有什么亏损，我们敏感的不得了。
We are very sensitive to material lacking.
但是我们的时间流失，我们不认为是吃亏。
But we do not think much when our time is lost.
机会流失，我们没有什么打击。
We do not think much about losing
our time. 我们灵魂就不会拿去。
When our soul is taken by Satan,
我们不感到什么不安。
We don't think of it as bad.
你看这是何等可怜的事情。
So you see how pathetic we are.
当蚊子咬你的时候
，When a mosquito bites you,
它不会马上刺你的肉。
He is not biting you immediately.
它会慢慢慢慢叮了以后，先把麻醉药放在里面。
If first, the mosquito will first inject an anesthesia,
使那一部分完全没有自救。
Then the portion will not have feelings.
然后它才把它的刺下去。
And then the proboscis will go in.
一个 cc 一个 cc 把你的血一直吸掉。
And slowly take away your blood.
撒旦也是如此。
This is the way Satan works.
撒旦会告诉你，你是没有价值。
Satan will tell you you have no value.
撒旦会告诉你，娱乐的价值比灵魂的价值更大。
Satan will tell you entertainment is better than your soul.
撒旦会告诉你，这个放箭你的快乐比你在地狱的痛苦更可享受。
Satan will tell you that the enjoyment of adultery is better than that of hell.
所以你就没有价值观了。
So you have no concept of value.
我相信我们中间很多的人。
I believe there are many among us.
应当做的事情没有做。
Should have done something, but we did not do.
应当做的做了一大堆。
But we've done many things we should not do.
我相信很多人没有死以前。
I think that many people before they die
懊悔我的机会过去。
Would regret lost opportunities.
我这一生应当做的都没有做。
There are many things we should have done, but we have not done.
我到底做了这些没有用的事情，这么多做什么？
But I have done many meaningless things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你记得阿拉丁的灯吗？
Remember the lamp of Aladdin.
漂亮的灯很吸引人。
Very beautiful lamp.
其实没有值钱的。
But it is worthless.
破旧的灯不吸引人。
But the broken lamp is not attractive.
是很有价值的。
But it was of great value.
带着全世界失去他的灵魂。有什么价值
If a man should earn the whole world but lose his soul, what value is that?
我们中间有的人很有钱。
There are those among us who are very rich.
有的人比较穷。
Those who are a bit poorer.
我不知道你们中间有没有人穷到一个地步，要把你的结婚戒指拿去当铺借钱的，有没有？
I don't know whether there are one among us who are so poor that we have to pawn our wedding ring.
当你的孩子病的时候。
When your child is sick.
当你不能付钱，不能医院拿出来的时候。
When you have no money for the medication.
当你是急到一个地步需要一笔款的时候。
When you are very anxious for funds.
你流着眼泪。
Perhaps with tears.
银行里面的存款完了。
When you have no money in your bank.
袋子里面空了。
We have no money in the pocket.
一个朋友可以借给你。
When no friends will lend you money.
你要把最宝贵的东西拿去当。
You will pawn your most important precious thing for some money.
你一边流眼泪。
With tears in your
eyes. 难道我爱情、我结婚纪念的东西值得这些钱？
That the things that are so important for you in your marriage is worth so little.
你拿到钱一下子用完了。
And the money will be gone very quickly.
当时间到的时候。
But when the time is up.
最心爱的东西还在当铺里。
Your most precious beloved thing is still in the pawn shop. What would you do?
你做苦工。
You may work very hard.
无论如何。
No matter how.
卖掉别的东西。
You will sell other things.
赢得了一些钱。
To get some money.
快。
And go to the pawn shop.
把那很有价值的东西把它买回来。
To retrieve this most precious thing.
如果你有这样的经验。
If you had such experience.
那你就更明白耶稣这句话。
You will understand what Jesus Christ meant.
人子来。不是要受人的服侍。
The Son of Man came not to be served,
乃是要服侍人。
But to serve others.
并要舍命做多人的书教。
And to give of his life to save many.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
你知道不知道我们是耶稣的宝血买赎回来的。
Do you not know that we have been bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ?
这是世界最重大的代价。
This is the most serious price in the whole world.
所以呢保罗说
So the apostle Paul says,
你们要在你们身上荣耀上帝。
You need to glorify God with your body.
因为你们是重价买赎回来。
For you have been bought with a heavy price.
耶稣基督为什么到世界上来？
Why did Jesus Christ come?
来寻找。
To look for you.
为什么耶稣到世界上来？
Why did he come?
呼召我们悔改。
To call us into repentance.
为什么到世界上？
Why did he come?
用他的生命把我们救赎回来。
To save us with his life.
用他的宝血把我们买回来。
To buy us with his blood.
归向永生的上帝。
That we may return to the eternal God.
最后一样。
The last declaration.
耶稣为什么到世界上？
Why did Jesus Christ come?
人子来。
The Son of Man come.
要叫人得生命。
That they may have life.
好像得了更丰盛。
And life abundance.
我从小比较比较。
When I was young, I made comparison.
哲学家带什么到世界上来
？What would a philosopher bring to the world?
道德家带什么到世界上来
？What would be ethics bring to the world?
宗教家带什么世界上
？What about religious leaders?
科学家带什么到世界上
？All the scientists.
法律专家带什么给人类
？All the law experts.
科学家、政治家、经济学家要给我们什么
？The politicians and economists. What do they bring?
妈妈，我把每一种层次用两个字来表达。
I can explain it in two words.
科学家给我们的是知与不知的问题。
The scientists solve the problem from knowing and not knowing.
经济学家带的是利跟害的问题。
The economists bring profit and loss understanding.
道德家告诉我们可不可行的问题。
Ethicists tell us what can or cannot be done.
宗教家告诉我们善与恶的问题。
The religious leaders tell us between good and evil.
哲学家讨论是智跟欲的问题。
Philosophers talk about knowledge and desires.
研究哲学。
When you study philosophy,
不做笨事，要做智慧人。
It helps you to be wiser.
你研究科学。
When you study science,
是个无知的人，这个有学识的人。
You become knowledgeable from ignorance.
你研究宗教。
When you study religion,
盼望不要做恶事，盼望行善。
You hope that you will do good rather than evil.
研究经济。
When you study economics,
你做事不要受害，你要得到更多的经济利益。
You want to have more profit rather than loss.
所以这些伟大的范围。
All these great realms.
我们问知不知，智不智。是不是可不可好不好这些问题
all got to do with all these various areas of knowing and not knowing good or bad
我就把这些跟耶稣做比较了
but when I compare all this with Jesus Christ
耶稣到地上来做什么呢
what did Jesus Christ come for
耶稣基督说
Jesus said
我来是叫人得生命
I come that they may have life
而且得了更丰盛的生命
and have it abundantly
哦，我感谢上帝
I give thanks to God
这个已经超过了所有的范围
This is higher than all the realms I mentioned.
超过了是非的范围。
More than good knowing or
超过了善恶的范围。
Or good or evil.
超过了应该不应该的范围。
Or should or should not.
超过了利害关系的范围。
Profit or loss.
这个已经超了生死关头的重要。
This is the realm of life and death.
这是圣经前后贯彻、始终前后一致的一个记号。
But it's a consistent mark in the whole Bible.
全本圣经所论的是什么？
The Bible talks about
就是人因为犯罪进到死亡的过程
how,
因为救恩进到生命的改变
How we are entering into death because of sin but because of salvation how we enter into life
上帝对亚当讲的第一句话
The first word God said to Adam
你这些原子的果子都可以吃就是这个分别善恶果你不可吃免得你死
But he said you can eat of the fruit of all these plants except this tree or you will die
从起初就论到生死的问题
So from the very beginning the matters of life and death was
mentioned 亚当是因为吃错而死
Adam took the wrong fruit and died
那么基督就为我们喝了苦杯为我们死使我们可以活过来
But Jesus Christ give us a new life by taking on the bitter cup
他所做的是生死的问题
The things that he meant did was matters of life and death.
上帝爱世人，甚至将人不生之赐给他们，叫一信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that all so ever believe in him shall have eternal life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
从创世纪的开头
，From the beginning in Genesis,
到启示录的结束
，Till the last book of the Revelation,
生死问题
，It is a question of life and death.
超过善恶的问题。
More than good or evil.
超过了是非的问题。
More than should or should not.
超过了知不知的问题。
More than knowing and not knowing.
超过了智慧愚昧的问题。
more than wisdom and ignorance.
耶稣基督说
Jesus Christ
said, 我来是叫人得生命
I come that they may have life,
而且得更丰盛的生命
and have it abundantly.
这四件事
These four decorations,
这四个宣告
These four important matters,
就把真正的意义告诉我们
tell us the true meaning.
为什么圣诞节
Why there's a Christmas?
为什么基督到世界上
Why would Jesus Christ come?
我从小不明白圣诞节跟圣诞老人有什么关系。
When I was young, I never understood what is the relationship between Santa Claus and Christmas.
又那么老又那么胖，满身都是 cholesterol， 有什么好处
？He's so old and so fat.
那就又挂着白胡须、白头发，到处挂纸放糖果，做什么意思
？He puts sweets inside socks all over the world.
什么叫做圣诞树？我也不明白。
I also do not understand the Christmas tree.
我家里有一个很漂亮的树，是松柏树，长歪了，他们就要砍下去说圣诞树。我说拿去吧。
There is a pine tree in my house that they say they want to give for Christmas tree.
我高了，可能差不多到这里的天花板都高。
A very tall tree.
我告诉你
，Let me tell you this.
圣诞树是什么？世界最好看的树，也是最没有用的树。
Christmas tree is the most beautiful tree, but the most useless tree.
这么漂亮，所有的果子都是挂上去，不是生出来的。
Because all the fruits of the Christmas tree has to be hung on it.
它看起来长得这么高，是没有根的树。
It looks very tall, but it has no roots.
它发的亮光是一个假的光，不是真的光。
It's very shiny, but the light is fake.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为它不能光照我们的生命。
They cannot lighten up our life.
所以我从小不明白圣诞节为什么要这样，要那样。
Since I was young, I could not understand many aspects of Christmas.
奉献做传道的时候。
When I gave my life as a preacher,
我在上帝面前立一个志向。
I made a covenant with God.
每个圣诞节是一个布道会。
That every Christmas would be spent doing evangelism.
圣诞节是一个神学讲座。
That there will be theological seminar.
今天讲的不是很简单的事。
The things we spoke of today is not very easy to understand.
为什么到世界
？Why did Christ come to the world?
让基督自己回答。
That Christ answered himself.
耶稣说
，Jesus Christ,
我来
，I come.
要寻找拯救世上的。
To find and save the lost.
谁呀
？Who are these people?
是你
，You.
是我
，Me.
耶稣说
，Jesus Christ,
我来是呼召罪人悔改。
I come that the sinners may repent.
是谁啊
？Who are these people?
是你，是我
，and I.
耶稣说
，Jesus Christ said,
我来要舍命做个人的赎价。
I come to give up my life to save many.
To be the ransom of many.
To be the ransom of many.
谁需要救赎
？Who needs this ransom?
是你，是我
，you and I.
耶稣说，我来是给人，叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
Jesus Christ said, I come that they may have life and have it abundantly.
这个宣告里面。
In this declaration,
我们灵性是死的。
It tells us our spirit is dead.
我们需要重生。
We need to be made alive.
新的生命。
A new life.
新的生命从哪里来？
Where did this life come from?
耶稣基督。
It comes from Jesus Christ.
耶稣要把生命给谁呢？
Who will he give his life to?
给你，给我。
To you and I.
所以今天晚上。
This evening.
让我们真正的思想。
Let us think about it truly.
真正的了解。
Let us understand it truly.
真正感受上帝的爱。
Let us truly feel the love of God.
把我们的心打开来。
That our hearts may be open.
无论哪一个人。
It doesn't matter who you are.
你的主啊。
If you say, Oh Lord,
我把我的心打开。
I'm opening up my heart.
我要请你进来。
I want to ask you to come in.
把生命给我。
To give me this life.
把救恩给我。
To give me this salvation.
把你的爱充满我。
To give me your love.
我要跟随。
I want to follow you.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你愿意不愿意把你的心打开？
Are you willing to open up your heart?
你愿意不愿意邀请耶稣到你？
Are you willing to invite Jesus to come to your life?
Don't walk. 不要走动。我还在讲到，请不要走动。最后的时刻，大家要祷告。
The last moment, let us all pray.
请问。
My question is.
你愿意不愿意打开你的心？
Are you willing to open up your heart?
说主。
To say, O Lord.
我在这里。
I am here.
今天我打开我的心。
This evening I open up my heart.
请你进来。
I ask that you come in.
做我的主。
To be my Lord.
拯救我。
To save me.
赦免我的罪。
To forgive my sins.
新生命。
To grant me this new life.
如果有这样的人。
If there is a person like that.
我今天特别为你们祷告。
I want to pray specially for you.
我们在上帝面前。
Before God.
做一个好的决定。
Let us make a good decision.
做一个严肃的回应。
To respond to him solemnly.
好吗？
This is a good thing to do.
我们大家低头祷告。
Let us all pray.